And we're going to bring Nick Odom on right now, and he's one of the most articulate trainers I've ever seen for being a young guy. And I'll tell you, it normally, you know, people hardly ever read a book once they leave school, but this guy, I mean, he is a student of the students and of the masters. I mean, he is really good at what he does. And him and his partner, Justin, broke the record, a 44-year record with Legal Shield, got the platinum, I think, in five months, or a little under 5 months, not quite. It looks like this month the run is bigger this month. It's starting out than they were when they first started. So
I know this month is great.
It's going to really be they're hot right now. So, Ms. Odom, we're so excited to have you on. Congratulations on hitting platinum and all that stuff.
And the $100,000 ring.
Oh, yeah, and more. $100,000 and more. Yeah. Yeah. And you can buy lunch next time I see you with all that kind of money. So, anyway, good to have you on, buddy.
Hey, thank you guys so much. I really, really appreciate the introduction. Can you hear me okay? Am I loud enough?
Oh, you're good. Yeah. You're good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, for everyone who's listening on the call, you know, congratulations for making it on here. I know a lot of times it can be really, really difficult. There's so much going on in our lives, so many things that are going on in the business. You know, to be able to make it on this call every single week is extremely huge. That is something that will distinguish you from the rest of the pack. It's something that puts you into the group of people that are going to be successful within this company. So congratulations for being on. And I am really, really excited to share just for a few minutes on how to really master this invitation process. And this is something that I attribute the majority of our success to is really simplifying and plugging into this one skill. Because if you can master this skill, if you can really become proficient at inviting people to take a look at what we do, the rest of the business just takes care of itself. The rest just falls into place if you can master this one piece. So really pay close attention as I'm going through this information. And just like always, if you want to, you know, go back to the source material, if you want to be able to go and look in on where we've, you know, really gotten these strategies and how this information has come about, you know, check out the book GoPro. If you haven't read GoPro yet, if you haven't listened to it on audio, if you haven't been studying it every single day, this is literally the guidebook that we have used to create all of our success, you know, in the industry. And it is absolutely crucial that you plug into that information. So all this information is coming straight out of GoPro, the chapter on inviting. Now, the first thing, as far as if anyone's taking notes, you'll want to start taking notes right here. The first thing, whenever you're getting prepared to start inviting people to take a look at our opportunity, to take a look at the product, is you're going to have to make sure that you have the right state of mind. You have to put yourself in the right position to succeed before you even start the process. And there's really four keys to setting yourself up to have massive success with the invitation process. The first step is that you've got to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. And this can be incredibly difficult. I know, you know, me personally, when I, you know, first got started in network marketing, or really even before that, when I was in sales, I was so afraid of rejection. I was so worried about people telling me no. It feels bad when people say no. I mean, it can cause you, you know, physical distress. And so it was a huge barrier for me when I got started. And luckily I had enough people that believed in me, that kept pushing me forward, that kept pushing me to continue to try to overcome that barrier. And it's really difficult. It's really difficult. But if you just focus when you go in, when you start the process, on recognizing that it does not matter if someone says yes or no, right? It does not matter if someone says yes or no. It's totally their decision whether or not they're going to do this or not. It's not up to you. And when they say no, they're not saying no to you. They're saying no to the opportunity. And that's okay. You know, you can imagine if you were, you know, a nurse right now and you went to all of your friends and said, hey, would you like to be a nurse as well? You know, the vast majority of your friends would probably say no. Right? Some of them might say yes, but you're not going to be offended if one of your friends says, no, I don't want to do what you do. Right? We have friends that do all sorts of different things. I have friends that, you know, work in every, you know, business in every area of life, and that shouldn't concern you. So when you're starting this process, just understand when someone tells you no, that's okay. That's a good part of the process. That means you sorted through a person and you can move on to the next person. You know, number two, as far as preparing yourself for the process, you've got to be yourself. Right? A lot of people, you know, hear the script from GoPro and they sit down and they go, okay, I'm just going to read this. I'm just going to read this on the phone and that'll work. And look, I do believe that you should use this script exactly, but you got to be yourself. You know, whenever they answer the phone, if you always say, "Hey, what's up?" and that's what feels good for you, don't say, "Hi, how are you doing?" Right? Be yourself. You know, talk the same way that you would if you're having a normal conversation. Right? Have the same cadence. Have the same you know, speaking patterns. Don't try and read it from the script. Don't try and get it so perfect that you sound like a robot on the phone. Right? Be yourself. You know, step number three, you've got to have a lot of passion and excitement. You have to be fired up whenever you get on the phone. If you guys want some tips for being more excited on the phone, it's really simple. You know, number one, stand up. Don't sit down. Whenever you're making calls, stand up and smile in a mirror. Find a mirror, smile in the mirror, smile at yourself in the mirror, and start making calls. And you will be amazed at how much more excited you are, how much better you sound on the phone, how much more the other person feels good and gets the good energy from you, you know, whenever you come in with that type of posture. And finally, actually, the last step is to have the correct posture. And what I mean by this is you have to go in to the conversation knowing that we are the ones that have an incredible opportunity, right? We are the ones that have something to offer to our prospects, not the other way around. We do not need them to join. We do not need them to buy the service. We are simply offering them an opportunity to improve their life like we have ours. And you have to go into the call with that posture because it can be so, you know, easy to let someone else discourage you or push you off the path because of their strong opinions if you don't have the right posture going in. So, you know, emotionally detach yourself from the outcome, be yourself, get excited, and have the right posture, you know, whenever you start the call. Now, as far as the invitation process goes, you know, I highly recommend that you call every single person that you want to invite. If you only have somebody's Facebook information and not their phone number, I would recommend sending them a message on Facebook asking them for their phone number and then call them to invite them. It is so much better to call than it is to send a message that it is worth sending a message just to get their phone number if you do not have it. I would not recommend that anybody send an invitation ever via text message, email, or social media. Those can all be used, you know, tools to get other people's contacts. But once you have someone's contact information, if you want to invite them, you need to call them on the phone. If you're afraid to call people on the phone or if that's something that gives you anxiety, I can completely understand that. You know, once again, when I got started in sales, I had to make thousands of cold calls. I got told no over and over and over again, and that really beat that out of me. That beat the anxiety of being on the phone out of me. And believe me when I say that if you just start making the calls, if you just start the process, you'll overcome that really quickly, and it'll start to feel natural right away. So whenever you call someone, there's eight steps to the invitation process. There's eight steps to the invitation process. Step number one, be in a hurry. This is one of the most important steps, right? This is what's going to guarantee at the end of the call that you're able to get off the phone without having to answer a million questions or explain what we're doing, because that's not our job, right? Our job is to do the invitation, not the presentation. Invitation, not presentation. Invitation, not presentation. So whenever you know, first call them, be in a hurry. Understand this phone call is going to take no more than 2 minutes. Usually around 60 to 90 seconds, and you'll be off the phone. Very, very easy, right? So the first thing you do, be in a hurry. You know, hey, you know, Jill, I'm walking to the gym right now, but I had someone to share with you really quick, right? Hey, I'm really busy, but I've got someone to share with you. Do you have a quick second, right? Just be in a hurry, right? You, hey, I'm really busy right now, so I only have a second to talk, but I had someone to share with you, right? Whatever it is, be in a hurry. Step number two, compliment the prospect, okay? These are your friends, right? These are your friends and family that we're calling, people that you know. Say good things about them. If it's somebody that you can't compliment genuinely, it's probably not somebody you want on your team. So I would recommend anyone that you can't compliment, please do not call them, right? Let's call only the people that we like, only the people that we see that are positive, you know, hardworking, good-looking, talented, you know, intelligent. Let's contact the people that we can compliment. Right? And step number one, be in a hurry. Step number two, compliment the prospect. Step number three, make the invitation. Now, if you have a copy of GoPro in front of you, there is a ton of options of how to actually do the invitation. But there is one in particular that this is the one that I would tell every single person start with this one. Use this one for as many people as you can, and then you can go to other options if you have, you know, some outliers, some situations that maybe this doesn't apply to. But for the vast majority of everyone you know, they have shared with you some problem they have in their life. Maybe they are looking to, you know, get out of debt. They don't like their job. They don't like their boss. They want to make more money. They want to have more time freedom. They want to have more time with their family. You know, maybe it's just they want to travel more. Whatever it is, whatever problem they have, we have a solution for it. So you might say, hey, you know, Kaylin, I've only got a quick second because I'm walking to the gym, but I want to share something with you. And I know you're really one of the smartest people I know. And I remember the other day you were telling me that you hate your job and that it is miserable and that you would do anything to get out of there. And I was just wondering, were you serious or were you just kidding around? And, of course, what are they always going to say? They're always going to say, yeah, I was serious. I want to get out of the job. Great. I think I found a way to help you get out of the job. Right? So no matter what their problem is, maybe they're saying, hey, I'm looking to make some extra income. You say, hey, Joe, remember the other day whenever you were telling me that, you know, you wanted to make some extra income, were you serious or were you just joking around? That was serious. Well, great. I think I found a way to help you, you know, make some extra income. Or maybe it's one of your friends that you guys grew up together and you always talked about, you know, living a different type of lifestyle than most people. And you say, hey, you know, Sean, you remember how we always used to talk about, you know, really living an incredible lifestyle and building something that really mattered and helping a lot of people? Well, I think I found a way for us to do that. So whatever it is, you know, that's the invitation. The invitation is, hey, I found a solution to your problem. Step number four is, if I, would you? Now, make sure you write down this phrase because this is absolutely crucial. If I, would you? And so, you know, after you say, hey, I found a solution to your problem, you know, Kaylin, I found a way to help get you out of your job. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? Right? If I got you a seat at a private event, would you come check out what we're doing? If I, would you? If I sent you a video, would you watch it? If I sent you a video, would you watch it? That is a crucial, crucial phrase, right? That's the part of the invitation that gets people to want to come and see what it is. So don't miss that step. If I, would you? If I, would you? Step number five, get the time commitment. You know, the vast majority of the time you say, Kaylin, I found a solution to your problem. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? Kaylin's going to say, yeah, I would watch it. Okay, what time do you think you'll be able to watch it? When do you think you'll be able to watch it? And he might say, I'll be able to watch it tomorrow afternoon. And I'd say, okay, so if I gave you a call around 2 o'clock tomorrow, you would have definitely watched it by then. Right? That's step number six, confirm the time commitment. After they tell you when they're going to watch it, so they say, hey, I'll be able to watch it today. Perfect. So if I gave you a call later tonight, you would have definitely watched it by then? They say yes. Step number seven is schedule the next call. Now, understand, the entire reason to set up an exposure is to set up the next exposure, right? It's always a continuing process. So you never get off the phone until you confirm the next time that you're going to talk. So schedule the next call. You're going to let them choose what time for you to follow up. So say, hey, what is a good time for me to call and follow up so we can talk about this? And they're going to give you the time that works best for them. This is a really important part because when you allow them to select the time, they're going to think through their schedule of what they're doing. They're going to visualize themselves watching the video, and then they're going to set the time for you to call to follow up with them. That way, you know, whenever you get around to following up, you won't be annoying anybody, you won't be hounding anyone, you won't have to call people a lot of times. Because they'll have already told you this is the time to follow up, and you'll just have to do what you said you were going to do. So step number seven, schedule the next call. Let them pick the time. Step number eight, get off the phone. This is crucial. If you answer any questions, you lose. You cannot be the presenter in this situation. You have to make an invitation, not a presentation. Any sort of information you give them is going to make them feel like they do not need to see the process, right? I describe it like this all the time. Imagine you wanted to share sushi with someone you know. And everyone on this call is one of two people. They either do not like sushi or they really love sushi. Those are the only people that I've encountered. And a lot of times the people who don't like sushi have never tried it because they hear, oh, it's raw fish. That sounds really scary. That sounds disgusting. I don't want to try that. And if you hand someone a piece of, you know, if you hand one of your friends a piece of octopus and you say, hey, this is raw octopus, try it, you're probably not going to get a very high success rate. And that's what a lot of people are doing with Legal Shield is they're going, hey, man, this is network marketing. We're selling legal insurance. You want to try it? And they don't know what that is, so that sounds scary, and they don't want to do that. And so what you have to do is you have to be willing to let people see the whole presentation for themselves. You got to let them watch the movie. Don't spoil the movie with the trailer. So this is a hugely important part. Do not answer any questions. Right? Do not answer any questions. Simply get off the phone. Hey, man, I got to run. All your questions will be answered, in the video, though. And very easy, right? Hop off the phone. So I'll run back through it one more time. Step number one, be in a hurry. Step number two, compliment the prospect. Step number three, make the invitation. Step number four, would you? Step number five, get a time commitment. Then confirm the time commitment, and then schedule the next call. And then step number eight, get off the phone without answering any questions. So just to give you an example of the whole rundown, hey, Kalen, really glad I caught you. I'm about to walk in the gym. Do you have a quick second? Yeah, okay, perfect. Listen, man, I know you're one of the smartest people I know, and I remember the other day you were telling me that you were looking for a way to get out of your job. You told me you hate your job, and I was just wondering, were you serious or were you just joking around? You were serious? Okay, I think I found a solution for us, man. I think I found a way for us to get out of our jobs. If I sent you a video, would you watch it? Okay, perfect. The video is about 20 minutes long. When do you think you get a chance to watch it? Later tonight? Okay, great. So if I gave you a call around 10 o'clock, you would have definitely watched it by then? Perfect. So what time would be good for me to call you and follow up? 10:30? Great, man. Awesome. Like I said, I got a roll, but I will give you a call back at 10:30. Can't wait to hear what you think. And then you hang up the phone. And that's the process. Now, let me tell you the most important part about this entire thing. It's not setting yourself up the right way. It's not going through the script exactly. The most important part, if you want to become a master of the invitation process, if you want to be able to use this system to its full advantage and really take advantage of the growth that's about to happen in the company, you have to practice this invitation. You cannot expect to walk out on the court and play in a basketball game if you've never practiced dribbling and shooting before. You cannot expect to show up at the Olympics without having done any training, right? So don't expect to be able to make a six- or seven-figure income or even make, $500 to $1,000 a month extra if you're not willing to even practice one or two times, right? I personally think if you practice this out loud seven or eight times with, one of your uplines, one of your running mates, someone else in the business, you call them up, you just do the invitation process. It takes 60 to 90 seconds each time. You do that 7 to 10 times, right? Spend the next 20 or 30 minutes practicing this, and you can become more proficient than the vast majority of associates in the company and use that to explode your income. But the problem I see is that most people do not practice this process. So please, please, please do not just take the notes and go and try and attempt to do this. Sit down, practice the process, practice with yourself, practice it with an upline. If you call me and you say, hey, Nick, what are you doing, Thursday at 7, right? It's an ongoing joke. Someone's clearing my schedule for an event, right? Or people will call me and say, Nick, you're really one of the smartest people I know. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you just inviting me right now? And then they'll just go into the invitation process. That's okay. You know what I mean? We want to help you guys practice. You can improve this because this is the lifeblood of our business. This is how we get new people involved. So that's the invitation process. Like I said, all this information is available in GoPro for you to go read it, study it, underline it, highlight it, listen to it. It is incredibly valuable. It's the reason we're having the success that we're having. I am so excited. I can't tell you guys how excited I am about Legal Shield right now. I personally believe there has never been a better time in the history of the company to get started than it is right now because we are poised for an explosion. We can feel the energy on the team. We can see the system in work. We can see the numbers down the road when we apply this the way we're supposed to, and I am lit on fire. So if you guys, are excited as well, show it in your activity. Go out, invite. I mean, let's absolutely recruit the world to this thing. I really appreciate you guys giving me the time to share. And Frank and Teresa, I'll pass it back to you guys.
Oh, that was unbelievable. And I just want to tell everybody that I'm sure you're sitting there saying, I wish I had this guy on my team, or sponsor someone like Nick Odom. Well, you need to be the Nick Odom of your team. And he's right. And, Nick, you may want to start putting this in your presentation. Amateurs ad lib and professionals practice. Amateurs ad lib and professionals practice. And that is an absolute fact right there. And I think if everybody would just sit down and practice that with somebody, your spouse, your friend, your workout partner, and do it over and over and over again, it comes so natural to you. I hope everybody took notes on that, Teresa.
Absolutely.
Well, we need to put that training up somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be on top.
Miss Odom, thank you so much, buddy. We really appreciate everything you just did. And everybody take that serious. And you be the Nick Odom of your group and then have that kind of energy. That's exactly what's happening in all the cities they're in right now. They are training that, and they've got a bunch of they're cloning themselves is what they're doing.
They are.
If you can't cannon clone it, you can't scale it to a nationwide area. That's for sure.
Right, and I will guarantee you that you just heard Matt Reeves before the training tonight, and he will tell you personally this is what they do. There's no magic. The magic is in those 8 steps.
The magic is amateurs.
Yeah, so thank you, Nick. Fantastic job.
Practice.
You nailed it. Great examples, and the steps are clear, and the resources right there, GoPro. I hope everybody gets that book because it'll take them even further down the road. But these are the basics. Anybody listening to this call tonight can go out and absolutely do a great job growing their business.
Okay, this is the upfront lesson. The back front lesson is going to be when you're teaching this to your group.
Right.
You hearing it is one thing. You practicing it is one thing. The next step is when you get it down, then you start practicing with your team what he just did.
That
will blow this whole company apart right there. Mr. Odom, you outdid yourself, buddy. Thank you.
You did great. And so
thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And we're going to hear from Nick Odom's partner, Justin Peterson, here in just a minute. But before we go to comments on our book of the month, I just want to see if the gardeners are still there to see if they have any comments before we move forward. I might be catching them off guard. They're not.
We are right here, absolutely. And what a powerful training Nick just did with what's happening and how they're making it happen. Because that training that he just did with how to invite, I think, you know, sometimes we have to go back and unlearn our habits and start new ones. And when Nick takes you through that step-by-step process, it's just so powerful. To say, okay, I just need to step back, forget what I've been doing, and start fresh with this process. And when you do that, it does become very, very, very easy. The business breaks down and becomes so simple when you just follow what he's been talking about. And just excited to hear him lay it out so brilliantly. But that's the only thing I had to add. So, Joyce, I'll turn it back over to you.
Great. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to segue right into the comments on our incredible book of the month, which is one of our favorites, Rich Dad Poor Dad. And to bring some comments on chapters 3 and 4, we have none other than Mr. Odom's partner, Mr. Justin Peterson, a new dad and $100,000 ring earner and 5 months to platinum, all that and more. So, Mr. Peterson, thank you.
Thrilled to have you on.
Yeah, we are thrilled to have you on. Thank you so much for doing this for the team tonight.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you guys so much for the invitation to speak. Teresa, you were talking earlier about how, you know, there's really no magic to what we're doing, just kind of following those steps and making an invitation. I'll say there's one extra thing that we're doing, and it's that our team reads a lot. It's like our culture is that, you know, learning is cool. I mean, reading is an absolute essential key to personal growth, and, you know, your income is almost directly correlated to your ability to better yourself. So, you know, I'm hanging out at Nick's apartment. He has Sean Ball rooming with him, and Courtney Warren's there, and Logan Lazarus, and they all have books out. And quite literally, in between calls, if they have downtime for even 5 minutes, they have their book out. Just hanging out on the couch listening to music in between calls and prospecting, they just pull their book out, and they start taking notes and highlighting inside of it. So, it really is incredible. The book of the month this month, of course, is Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It has been years since I've read this. This was one of my first business books that I ever opened, and I'm so glad that I did. It's really a good starting book for knowledge on wealth, even though if Frank wrote one, it would probably be a whole lot better. But chapter 3, Why Teach Financial Literacy. It was kind of cool to read back through this one because, you know, at this point in the book, Robert and Mike, you know, they kind of fast forward into life, and, you know, Mike is taking on his dad's business, and he's actually grooming his son to be able to take over it as well. And then Robert Kiyosaki and his wife, they talked about how they were actually able to retire by the time that Kiyosaki was 47. It talks I'm looking at my notes here. It talks in the chapter about how, you know, there was a famous meeting in a hotel in Chicago that's talked about in a lot of different books of tons of, like, business moguls. I think it was like 8 or 9 of them, multi-millionaires. They're talking about different investments and businesses and things. And it was said that about 25 years later, almost every single one of those men were either dead, in jail, or penniless. I mean, just completely broke. And so the major idea behind this chapter is, you know, knowing financial literacy, not just when you have money, but before you have money so you can keep it. And they even referenced how, you know, a lot of professional athletes make really big money really quickly, and they don't know what to do with it, and all of a sudden they make bad decisions and they're broke. There's actually an ESPN, like, special on that, which is quite shocking to see some of the people who are making millions of dollars now quite literally working for minimum wage. And then, let's see, chapter 4, Mind Your Own Business. It's kind of cool to read through this one after being at the Knoxville event and hearing Caitlin Blanchard and, of course, Frank and Coyne talking about the founder of McDonald's, Mr. Kroc, because Kiyosaki talks a lot about McDonald's here and how the concept there wasn't necessarily the hamburgers, it was the real estate and how they have the most valuable intersections in the streets of America. And then he talks a little bit about his view on assets. He says, to him, real assets are anything with value, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, income-producing real estate, notes, royalties, and even intellectual property. And he even alludes a little bit to what his preferences are. I wrote down real estate and stocks, and then for real estate, he says that he starts small and trades his properties for bigger and bigger ones. And then there was one thing I wasn't able to look into it. I'm sure Frank knows all about it, but he's able to delay, like, paying his taxes on capital gains through some sort of IRS mechanism that he's got. So that was chapter 3 and chapter 4, just as an overview. Sorry, I went over my time, but I'll pass it back to you, Teresa.
That was fantastic. Thank you so much for preparing that, Justin. I'll tell you, that book does reflect a lot of what Frank teaches, and I do agree with you. Frank needs to write a book too, but that I love Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and for so many people, that's their first book on these concepts, and they are so vital because you are even, and what you just said I think was really key, Justin, that to have these concepts before you start making a lot of money is so important because then you're going to make the right decisions with it. So, and a lot of you are making money, so great to be reading this book. And thank you for your comments about your team reading so much. That's evident just in conversation with so many of the people on your team. So, awesome job. And so I'm going to announce something that's really important coming up, and then I'm going to do some recognition. But before that, we are all focused so much on September 8th, 9th, and 10th. We are going to be going to Ohio, and I just want to make sure everybody knows that. In fact, let me pull my calendar up here. We are going to be – do I not have it in here? No, I'm sorry. Yes, we're going to be there on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio, personally. Frank and I are going to stay over for Rob and April Hurst and Ron and Norma Crutcher. We're going to be in Cincinnati on the 11th, Monday, doing a briefing there. So I know a lot of you have team in Ohio, so this is going to be an opportunity for you to not only get them to that big event, but to get a lot of guests to the briefing we're going to be doing on the 11th. At the Level Up Convention, Leaders at All Levels, I should call it, which is what it is, with John Maxwell, one of my favorite authors in the world. I'm so excited about that. We did our best to figure out when and where we could do a team breakout, but logistically, it just flat out did not work, unless y'all want to pay $50 a ticket to go to some expensive space. So I didn't think that would work. So here's what we're doing. First of all, for everybody, at no cost, Darnell and Brian, Darnell Self and Brian Carruthers, two of the top earners in the company, are putting together a network marketing leadership training Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3. We'll get more details soon, but block that off if you can at all attend that. Please do. The event is officially over at noon on Sunday. Now, for everyone this month in our organization who actually reaches executive director, and some of you have already done that, you're going to be invited to a special executive director dinner that Frank and I and the Gardeners are going to be putting together for our executive directors. So make sure, a lot of you know are qualifying, and I know a lot of you are close to it. It's just the beginning of the month, so we're going to be excited to put that team together and have a dinner together on Saturday evening in Ohio, now in Columbus. Now, I want to let everybody know, you just heard about Matthew's team earlier and all the level ups. Well, let's talk about what happened just last week in the entire organization. And this is the report for July the 31st, the last day of last month, through the 4th of this month. So we have some senior associates to congratulate. And again, I always say it, that is the most important advancement in the company. Once you do that and teach others to do that, you can literally move to the top. Cheyenne Diaz, congratulations, out of Illinois. Christina Schaefer, South Carolina. Edwin Taylor, South Carolina. Warren Sturry, North Carolina. Adware Jones, out of North Carolina. Robert Dula, North Carolina. Melvin Scales, North Carolina. Lee Matthews, Texas. Julie Brown, South Carolina. Chad Averett, Texas. Alexandra Rathbum, Texas. Melissa Taylor, Alabama. And one more, Shelby Grimes in South Carolina. Y'all, is that awesome or what? For just last week. And here's a new manager to congratulate, James Godbold out of South Carolina. Senior manager out of South Carolina, Johnny Walker. And I would imagine we'd have a lot more managers this coming week to announce because of the Advanced Manager Program. Three new directors out of Virginia, Michael Burns, congratulations. Out of Georgia, Raquel Taylor. And out of North Carolina, Frederick P-E-G-U-E-S, Pegues. I'm not really sure. I hope I said that close to right. And then we want to recognize the top recruiters for last month. We had a big tie between a number of people who came in second place with two new recruits last week. Joshua Henderson, Texas. Daryl Davis, North Carolina. Crystal Robinson, North Carolina. Holly Bishop, Texas. Georgia and Claudia Day, Georgia. James Godbolt, South Carolina. Warren Sturry, North Carolina. Carlton Bass, South Carolina. And one more, Kimberly Payne in Ohio. First place recruiter on the entire team for last week is Melissa Taylor out of Alabama.
Alabama.
How about that?
How about it?
And then we want to congratulate fourth place in production last week is Kaylin Blanchard. These are personal membership sales. Raquel Taylor took third place out of Georgia. William Yates took second place out of Ohio. And not surprising, Mr. John Hall out of North Carolina took first place.
Is that wonderful?
That is wonderful. So I want to congratulate all of these people, and these are posted on the Performance Family Facebook page as well as some other important information. So please take advantage of going there. Congratulate some of these people that you know that are on your team. That means so much. Listen, in corporate America, and when I was a teacher, there was one teacher of the year. That was about it, and nobody knew who they were usually. So I'm telling you, this is
great recognition.
Great recognition. It is so, so, so important. So help us be a part of it. Let's all do our part and congratulate people when you see them on Facebook.
All right. Now, let me just say this. Y'all want to have a team all over the country, not just where you're at. So y'all know about the Ohio event that we're going to be up there for the company. We're going to also be there for the, our organization, right?
Right.
And also we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. What date is that?
We're going to be doing a Super Saturday there on the 19th of this month, which is just a week from this Saturday. We'll also be doing a Q&A there on the 18th. So look it up on the Legal Chill calendar. Look up Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
And ask all your team members if they know anybody in the Fort Lauderdale area, because I'll tell you, we get them there, we're going to bring them into business. We're also going to be in Atlanta.
Yeah, but we'll get that information out later. That's,
okay, but
that's,
I just want people to know.
That's the end of September on the 24th, yeah.
Yeah, on the 24th, mm-hmm. We'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. So if y'all know anybody in that three-state area right there, you know, that would be a good time to send them over there. We're going to put on, and that's a Super Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Not a Super Saturday, okay?
Right.
All right. Just want to get that under
good.
Our belt here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, that's a wrap for us.
Well, thank Jim Crutcher, right?
Yes.
Nick Odom, and
yes.
Matthew Root, and who else we got
Justin
here?
Justin Peterson.
Justin Peterson, and Justin is right. You know that, you know, leaders are readers, right? And your business will only grow as big as you grow, and you can grow real fast by just reading some great books. I'll tell you that right now.
It makes a difference.
And remember that amateurs ad-lib, professionals practice. And we've got a professional team here. So.
And next week, you want to build hard for that call, because we've now learned all the steps to inviting. So now next week, we're going to be talking about and giving the examples of how to call back these people, how to follow up with these people. So build hard for that call. You want everybody on your team to know exactly how to do it.
So now we've gone.
And we can all get better. We've been doing this for years, but I'm telling you, we've learned how to simplify and unclutter and all that.
Yeah, simplify, unclutter. Today we met a girl at the GameStop, right? We take our grandchildren over there to
yes.
the GameStop and
mm-hmm.
Met a young lady right there, got her name and number and her email and everything else. She gave it to us readily. And we're going to follow up on her, and we're going to be in a hurry, right? We're going to go
yes,
through the
are.
Steps, and then we're going to teach you how to follow up on that call and how to move them through the process.
Right, once you have that exposure.
Listen,
so.
Thank each and every one of you being on here. I know it's not easy to get babysitters and keep the rooms quiet and all that stuff while we're doing this. The main thing, though, is that whoever has the biggest team on here is going to grow the fastest. I will guarantee you we can measure everyone's success by the number of team members they have on these weekly calls, because we've been doing them almost 1,000 calls now. We're right at 1,000 calls.
I'll look it up.
And it's just stunning that some of you have been on here for almost every single one of them. So, listen, we appreciate y'all very much. Thanks to Gardeners. Y'all have no idea how... much we appreciate John Elizabeth Gardner and his whole organization and their leadership. So, all right, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa and Sonny Charleston, South Carolina, saying what?
Let's go recruit.
Let's go recruit. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.